Here with your Market Line Commodity Report, I'm Tim Hamrich. Corn and soybeans pulling the wheat market up with them on Wednesday. Here's Virginia McGathy with more.
That USDA surprise did spark that futures rally. And with 3 million less acres, weather is going to be more important than ever right now. And of course, with the forecast looking at pretty hot for July, that's going to make a big difference right now. Wheat was firm today, but futures did hold near that $5 benchmark. The USDA report wasn't quite as positive as it was for corn and soybeans, so it was relatively a non-event. But there was some overflow buying right now, and there's some optimism basically steadying the market right at the $5 level. That seems to be fair value for the wheat traders for right now.
Rolling over to the September futures on Chicago wheat, it closed up 7 cents to 498.5. September corn closed up 9 cents to 350.5. Portland price is pretty steady for soft white wheat and club wheat of ordinary protein. Dark Northern spring wheat was down 6¾ cents, now ranging from 617.5 to 642.5 for 14% protein. Live cattle futures with signs of life on Wednesday, up $1.25 on the August board to $97.30. Feeder cattle for August up 22.5 cents to 133.07.5. Class 3 milk for August up 66 cents to $20.41. With the Ag Information Network of the West, this has been your Market Line Report. I'm Tim Hamrich.